or civil registration, including those who are stateless, lies in the Act, and government has now the Registration and Identification Bill that was submitted to Parliament, and this is the Act that will ensure that everyone is registered, included in that civil register, and that will ensure now the comprehensiveness of such a register, whether it's all Namibian citizens, it's all who are stateless, of all who are, have permanent residences, who holds permits or other legal authorities authorizing them to be present in Namibia for a period of 12 months or longer, all those who are refugees and so on. Any other categories will be included in that register, which might include the asylum seekers and the protected persons, the undocumented ones and the stateless that we already refer to. That is a legislative act that will intend now, that will support now the government of Namibia to have that comprehensive also birth registration. Namibia, we have prioritized social progression in our blueprint for development, which we term the Harambee Prosperity Plan, HPP. And one of the activities identified in that national plan is the achievement of social progression. And we can only achieve that through the regularization of the status of stateless and undocumented persons. In an effort to curb the issues of statelessness and undocumented persons, the state has also drafted bills like the Stateless Determination and Protection Bill and the Regularization of Status of Certain Residents of Namibia and Their Descendants Bill, the Namibia Citizenship Amendment Bill. Yes, I think that's all I can refer to under that one. In addition to that, there was a question on the children's rights to access internet guaranteed. Yes. We are saying here, Namibia have ratified or have signed the commitment, the We Protect commitment, that aims at protecting children against online sexual exploitation. And through the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology, government has developed the Cybercrime Strategy and Awareness Raising Plan, which is raising awareness among all citizens, sensitize all citizens on the dangers of cybercrime. And that is important for caregivers of children also to understand, and the children themselves. The Namibia, we also celebrate the Safer Internet Day, which happens in February. And that is also to raise awareness among the children themselves and the caregivers on the safety, the importance of how to use the internet and remain safe. Government also has, with key partners, established the National Task Force on Child Online Protection. Namibia has also taken part in the survey that was conducted among Eastern and Southern Africa on some countries on child online sexual abuse and exploitation. And the Namibian part, we have now the report for Namibia, which indicates the prevalence of some of those cases of abuse on the internet, and the report has recommendations that Namibia is taking forward. The National Task Force on Child Online Protection Task Force that I was referring to, it's under the leadership of the Ministry of Gender, with the support of all the other relevant ministries and all the other stakeholders, like the University of Science and Technology, continue to invest in research that is focusing on identifying approaches to address child safety online, and they have developed some of the apps that can be helpful in order to protect children and ensure their safety online. Yes, thank you. It's all I can say on that. Can we move to the next area? Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. I'm now going to respond on, correct me if the way we wrote it, if the question is how I will read it, ratification of decriminalization.